Good morning. We'll start with a guided meditation this morning. So, taking a moment to settle in. Feeling yourself sitting at this moment in this way. Perhaps feeling the sensations of sitting, the pressure of the chair, cushion, bench against the body. Pressure against the legs. Feeling your feet touching the ground or whatever they're touching. And if the back is being supported, feeling the support on the back. In this way, we're grounded, connected. We're here. And then bringing an aliveness of attention to this body, to the bodily experience, just in general. Is there a way to inhabit the body with some aliveness, some presence? In the way it feels right now. Maybe you notice there's some holding, some tension. It's not uncommon, maybe around the eyes or the jaw. On the shoulders. And maybe there's a way in which the feeling in, acknowledging, recognizing the tension, allows it to soften, relax. Maybe not. Two. However it is there a way we can be okay? Okay with it as best we can. Being with this experience of the bodily life right now, opening to it, allowing, welcoming. is it possible to set the sense of direction for this meditation period as one of kindness? Holding yourself in care. Holding yourself in a kind attitude and warmth. All practice is a gift of kindness to ourselves. Letting go of this idea of a self-improvement project. But being with our experience. And at any time, it can be helpful to return to this orientation, this sense of direction of warmth and kindness. And then hearing whatever is arising in the auditory field, individual sounds. Maybe there are some continuous sounds, some quiet humming or buzzing. For some of you, this opening to sounds can be your anchor, what you return to, but for most of you, we'll use the sensations of breathing as the anchor. So resting your attention on the sensations in the body associated with breathing, the movement of the abdomen, or the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. What does it feel like to have an in-breath? Maybe there's some stretching. Maybe there's some coolness of the air. What does it feel like to have an out-breath, an exhale? Feeling the release of a stretch or the movement of the abdomen. And what about the transitions between in-breaths and out-breaths? How does that feel? Resting our attention on that experience. And we'll hang out here with the sensations of breathing. Just noticing the in-breaths and out-breaths and the transitions. Letting the body breathe itself. We don't have to change the breath in any way. We're just noticing. If you find yourself lost in thought, it doesn't have to be a problem. We just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. Some people find it helpful to use a small note, like a whisper in the mind. Can be something like in for the in-breath and out for the out-breath. As a way to help support the awareness, the attention, the mindfulness, the experience of breathing. Just a soft, gentle note. Doesn't matter how many times the mind wanders and we're lost in thought. Just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. For some people, for example, have a history of asthma, being with the breath might be difficult and not a neutral experience. If that's the case for you, then you can be with the sounds. Otherwise, for today, we recommend being with the breath, using that as the anchor to return to. So we're not thinking about breathing, but feeling the experience of breathing. Is there a pulling or stretching? Is it confined to a small area or a large area? We can also notice how we're paying attention to the breath. Are we gripping? Or are we lightly touching? Be helpful to just be lightly touching the breath, so to speak, without pouncing on it or grabbing it. I think many of us discover that when we try to be with the anchor, it's not so easy. Try to be with the sensations of breathing, just, you know, keep on coming back, coming back. Instructions are pretty simple. Doesn't mean it's so easy, of course. But what something that part of the value of meditation practice is starting to see some of the what makes it not so easy to come back to our anchor or to stay with the anchor, maybe I should say. We start to learn some of what of our mental tendencies. What are we doing? That what's pulling us away? We might have some agendas, some ideas how we think things should be. Maybe it's not even clear how it should be. We just know it should be different than this. So some of the value of this practice just keep on coming back, keep coming back, and interrupting the momentum of the usual way of thinking and what the mind does and the ideas that it's chasing or notions it has about what's going to be a source of lasting happiness. Let's go chase that. And so with this practice, we just keep on coming back. In a relaxed, easy way, and with this quality of warmth and kindness. It could be easy to have the inner critic get really activated, and what's wrong, why can't I do this, why isn't it like that, or you know, something like this. But I think we can expect, especially on this first day of the retreat, especially when we're just starting the retreat, that there's going to be a lot of thinking. Of course, you probably took a lot of thinking to get here, most likely. And there's still this momentum. So is there a way that you can not be in conflict with that? Recognize, oh, okay. There's the mind again, and then just simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. So today we'd like to encourage this sensation of breathing, being with this as the anchor. Unless, as I said, for some people have had asthma or maybe even COVID or something, there's a way in which breathing just isn't a neutral place. It's a really place that causes a lot of anxiety or something. If that's the case for you, then you go ahead and use sounds. I know some of you come to this retreat with a little bit of different practice background, but Anushka and I would like to encourage you to do this practice with us, so that we can support you, and for this week, give this practice a try. See how it is. You can go back to another practice after this retreat if you feel like this one doesn't support you. But for these days, Anushka and I will be guiding you, and we'll be building on these. It'll be progressive. But for today, we'll start with the breath, and maybe I'll also say that there's no need to be discouraged if you find today not so easy. For some of you, it'll be like, oh, finally, and a chance to rest, and it'll be, the mind will happily stay with the breath. For some of you, the mind will be all over the place and protesting. However it is, can you be okay with that? Can you be in sync with it? Like, yep, this is how it is right now. I'm noticing, and I'm just going to come back to the sensations of breathing. Whoop, here goes the mind again. Oh, I'm just going to be with the sensations of breathing. However many times you have to bring the mind back. And can you bring in the mind back with this sense of care and warmth? As I said, not like jumping or pouncing back on the breath and trying to hold on really tightly, not with a sledgehammer, but with a feather. Some care. And just like there's this momentum of thinking that we're starting this retreat with, there'll be a momentum of mindfulness, but often it takes a little bit of time to build this momentum. Of course it does. Maybe I'll stop there and I'll turn it over to Anushka, who will have some instructions on walking meditation.
So I'm wondering how many people here is walking meditation a new thing for you? Raise your hand if it's new. Oh, good. Okay. Review then. So this is a continuation of being present in the body. So we're being present in the body with paying attention to the breathing, feeling yourself sitting, and then we get up and move in the way that we can as humans, just walking back and forth. So as Diana was saying, it's very simple, but not necessarily easy to do, particularly with the continuity. And with all of these practices, part of what we learn is like what is the appropriate effort to put in. So being present with a gentle curiosity, if you will, like a kindness and ease. So we don't need to be tense or, you know, we're aiming in the direction of being present, but also recognizing that the habits of mind that arise are conditioned, and so understanding that we won't do it perfectly too. But the basic idea, we'll teach this walking meditation a couple different ways, but for today what I'd suggest is a way that helps to develop some collectedness of attention. So particularly these first days where like collecting the usually very scattered attention of our mind. So for that reason, it is helpful to actually do this in a more kind of steady and specific way. So you pick a walking path, and this could be indoors, it could be outdoors, it could be like 10 to 20 paces, let's say, maybe 15 paces. So in the beginning you stand, and then just feeling yourself standing. So right now I'm feeling my feet on the ground, the pressure there. I'm feeling the legs, can feel the body. Of course, my eyes are open, so I am seeing, but I'm not focusing on seeing. So I'm not allowing the attention to go to, like, oh, what's she wearing? Or, you know, what's that haircut? Or something just there. So kind of a steady just gaze. And then I just start walking. And you could begin, if you like, at a fairly regular pace. And I'm just being present in the body as I'm walking. And then come to the end. I decide this is the end. Standing again. And then feeling myself turning. Noticing what it feels like here. And then going back. So I'm feeling the strike of each foot on the ground and the movement. I'm actually paying attention to the intention to turn also. If you can catch that, that's kind of interesting. As you're doing this, you can use a very light mental note if you like. So if you're moving at a faster pace, it can be like stepping, stepping, stepping. Or you can do a slower pace and do lifting, moving, placing. So noticing each part of the step like that. If you get even slower, you could even move to a 9-part noting, but you don't have to name each different part of the step, then you can just count it off, sort of like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But mostly the lifting, moving, placing is good because it helps you orient to what is happening then, and it helps you notice when you're doing something radically different and you just kind of got into a rote mode with it. Sometimes you could be walking along and then you find yourself lost in thought for a long time, and then suddenly, okay, you can just stop and recollect, feel the feet on the ground again, and then begin again. So I demonstrated that. I could have just described it, but I'm demonstrating it because, yes, we are actually suggesting that you walk back and forth, not going anywhere for 45 minutes. So part of the design of this is that it is futile because you are not actually going anywhere, which can help actually with training to be present in this moment, as opposed to the idea that, like, oh, I'm getting to that place. So really, I'm already in my mind there, but I'm missing this whole, you know, journey of being present. Walking meditation is extremely helpful practice to develop for being able to practice in regular life too, because we walk places. We walk to the car, to the grocery store, to the BART station. All of that time can be practice time, can be cultivating a sense of presence. And in all of this, where, you know, particularly in this first day, you could say, like, just even at a very basic level, learning just to recognize being present, and then as soon as we can, noticing being not present, and then kind of toggling back in some ways. And among the things that people notice often in the beginning of retreat, whether you're a beginner or more experienced, is that we're noticing more how not present we are, but that also is a good noticing. So as Diana said, try not to be frustrated with yourself, with your practice. Those of you who have come on retreat before, beware the dangers of comparing mind to your past retreats and your idea of how awesome your practice was then compared to now, anything like that. So yeah, just this kind of kind persistence of coming back, coming back, coming back like that. And yeah, even a thousand times you found yourself vacating, then coming back, that's great. A thousand times you recognized when the attention was in the field of the mind versus in the field of the body. That's good. Learning to read that and then back again. Any questions about walking practice? Yeah. Okay, one mic, so I'll repeat, yeah. I mean, it might be, it might have been unnecessary to add in here, but like basically it's sort of like in the lifting of the foot, there's actually three parts to it, you could say, right? So even as you're lifting your foot, now my hand is my foot, right? The heel goes up and then the mid-bridge goes up and then the toe goes up, right? Then you're, now you're like aloft. Ooh, okay, then. One, two, three, and then, you know, the down also, one, two, three, right? Something like that. It just is to sort of help train even more in some ways. And kind of as we practice, it can naturally happen that you get more detail, right? It's sort of like you get more pixels of experience like that. But also I encourage you not to strain for that, right? So if the of level of samadhi, of collectedness, is not naturally there, if you try to go right from you know, regular daily life clunkiness of attention to, like, I need to feel 12 parts of one step, then it can be very frustrating, and there's a lot of strain. So I'm just saying this, like, in general, not specifically to you, but so in general, like, we want to have a kind of a relaxed attitude about it, like relaxed and interested, and that's kind of the balance. Like when I was just walking like this, I was actually really enjoying it. Like, it's actually really fun to be present. It's a beautiful way to live, you know? So if you can play with it like that, as opposed to like, now I must go do my walking practice, you know? So it's almost like, oh, what's it like to be alive? You know, like rediscover what is that to be in the human body. And, yeah, just like feel that as best you can. And then kind of naturally allow, if it becomes that it's interesting to go a little slower, then that's great. But you don't have to force it. And in fact, it could be skillful to go faster if you've been sleepy, for example, during this last period, which would be a very common human experience to have, both in general, but also in the beginning of retreat and in the morning. Notice also if you feel some pressure to go at the speed of the people around you, or if some part of your mind is like, oh, it's cooler to walk super slow, so I should better try and do that. But it's actually whatever pace helps you to be present. So if at some point it becomes interesting to play with the 9 or even 12 step thing, you can. And usually when you're using noting in this way, even with the breath, say it's in, out, you know, you notice more than just two things in that, right? Like when you say the word in, you're actually noticing all the sensations of in-breath. So it more is just to sort of like help keep us on track and frame, but we don't have to get crazy with trying to be like, now I'll do the, I don't know, 48 part, you know, noting for one step or something like that. So the 9th thing could even be excessive. That's actually not, the one teacher I was with taught that, but it's not formally part of the Mahasi thing. In fact, in this technique of noting is part of a particular style of practice called taught by a teacher called Mahasi Sayadaw. And with that, it really is just to help you be present and to notice. So in some ways, the number thing takes away from that because it's like not describing, you know, helping you. It sort of is, but it sort of isn't because it's getting a bit more abstract, right? So that was maybe a little too much like inside baseball for most people about this. But anyway, it's like an art and a science too. So all this will present some idea of something and then it's for you to play with it. You know, this, as I said, is experiential practice. So for you to try it out and then you learn things on your own and then maybe other questions will come up and then, you know, we can talk about them too. So thank you.
Maybe I'll ask if there are any questions about the meditation instructions. I could have said that earlier, but I didn't. But now it occurs to me this would be a good time to see if anybody... Okay.